The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, November 20, 2023. Upon closing the fourth conference, the Nation and Emigration in Havana, the first secretary of the Communist Party and president of the Republic of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, said to participants that the homeland is all of us and that within it grows. In his words, he addressed the transcendence of the 1978 dialogue promoted by Fidel and reiterated the will to continue developing a broad and frank dialogue from the largest of the Antilles. He denounced the impact of the cruel blockade policy against Cuba. In assessing the fourth conference on the nation and emigration, he highlighted the importance of the topics analyzed by the participants from more than 50 countries, among them the call for the elimination of the blockade, the importance of preserving the social conquests and our legitimate right to self-determination and independence. The Cuban president concluded his speech at the closing of the fourth conference of the Nation and Emigration, emphasizing the need for unity in pursuit of greater participation of Cubans living abroad. He reiterated the commitment to strengthen ties with Cubans living in any latitude of the world as an invariable and irreversible premise of the revolution. Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdez Mesa is in Rwanda, the last stop of an official tour of several African countries, where he thanked the welcoming and hospitality offered by local authorities. During the meeting with Vicente Birut, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, the Cuban Vice President thanked Biruta and President Paul Kagame for participating in the G77 Plus China Summit held in Havana in September and for Kagame's speech in that forum. The Cuban official conveyed a message and greetings from President Miguel Díaz-Canel and Rebel Army Commander José Ramón Machado Ventura, with whom Kagame maintained a cordial relationship during his visit to Cuba. Biruta, in turn, stressed that this is the first high-level Cuban delegation to visit Kigali since the bilateral relations were established almost 50 years ago. Valdez Mesa and his companion expect to visit the genocide memorial and meet with Senate authorities and Kagame. The Cuban delegation includes First Deputy Public Health Minister Tania Margarita Cruz and Deputy Director General Bilateral Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Angel Villa. Cubans recall this Monday the 235th birthday of Father Felix Varela, who is considered a most valuable thinker for acknowledging the independence of America from the Spanish metropolis. Born in Havana on November 20, 1788, Varela was a priest, teacher, writer, philosopher, and politician who played a significant role in Cuba's intellectual, political, and religious life during the first half of the 19th century. Persecuted and condemned to death by the Spanish absolutist authorities, Varela went into exile in the United States at the age of 35, where he spent the rest of his life. The renowned scholar died in 1853, and his remains lie at the main lecture hall of Havana University, a fitting fate for the man defined by the Cubans as the one who taught us to think. The process for Varela's beatification was officially opened in 1996. It is currently in the phase of presenting the complementary documents. Pope Benedict XVI declared Father Felix Varela as venerable in 2012. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, attended last Friday a panel of economists who recognized the validity of the thinking of historic leader Fidel Castro Ruz, who anticipated 40 years ago the current global economic and multifaceted crisis. On the final day of the 14th International Meeting of Economists on Globalization and Development Problems, the validity of the book, The Economic and Social Crisis of the World, conceived by Fidel from his Marxist thought and published in 1983 in a complex context that already foreshadowed the worsening of the global economic order, was analyzed. Researcher Faustino Covarrubias from the Center for World Economy Studies pointed out that the book provides enough weapons to understand that 40 years later, the structural crisis of capitalism has turned it into a giant casino where financial capital rules, with a very marked decline of the United States as hegemonic power. The specialist said that Fidel in his book pointed out the failure of neoliberal policies so that four decades later, unfortunately, the world economic crisis is not ancient history. It is a sadder and cruder reality in a world on the verge of a nuclear war. And in the international agenda, we have that a transition process begins in Argentina after the second round of the general elections, before which President Alberto Fernández urged to act in an orderly and responsible manner. The leader of La Libertad Avanza, Javier Milei, reached 55.69% in Sunday's elections, while the representative of Unión por la Patria, Sergio Massa, obtained a support of 44.30%. The president highlighted the participation in the elections of over 35 million citizens and noted that the people expressed their will. Millions turned out to vote and defined the destiny of the country for the next 4 years. I am a man of democracy, and I value nothing more than the popular verdict, Fernandez wrote on his social media profile. I'm confident that we can begin working with Milei to ensure an orderly transition, he added. In turn, Massa reported that he congratulated his opponent and raised with Milei and Fernandez the need to implement liaison and transition mechanisms for democratic replacement and stressed that coexistence, dialogue, and respect for peace are the best paths against violence and disqualification. Meanwhile, the Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will sign a second package of laws for racial equality, which consists of a set of 13 initiatives presented by the Minister of the Sector, Aniele Franco. The package includes national programs, edicts, and inter-ministerial working groups, cooperation agreements, and other initiatives that guarantee or expand the right to life, land, inclusion, memory, and reparation. Although November 20th is Black Consciousness Day nationwide, the date is not a holiday in all states and cities, so the operation of some services may vary depending on the location. The date calls for actions to praise the fight of Black people against racial discrimination and social inequality that still prevails in Brazil. Official statistics reveal that Blacks in the country, that is 54% of the population, are minorities in professions, higher education, salaries, among other aspects of life. However, they are the majority in prisons, in unemployment, poverty, and in the percentage of homicide victims. Furthermore, the killing of Blacks by police in the favelas, and most clearly in Rio de Janeiro, is interwoven into communities like samba or soccer. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.